today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever tried to give you their stuff to fight your battle? Have you ever asked someone for their stuff because you felt it would work better than yours? How many of you have borrowed something from someone because you felt it would work better in your situation? Some people feel that what they have is not enough. Others feel that just because what someone else has looks better, feels better, or costs more makes it worthy to serve the need they have. But I want you to know that what God has given you is more than enough. Whatever God has given you will work in your situation, but you have to work it. You have to use it for the purpose it was given. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 49, it is written, "Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth." In the battle against Goliath, after David had delivered the ephah of dried grain, the 10 loaves, and the cheese to his brothers and the captain of Israel's thousand, he shared with them what he would do to the uncircumcised Philistine who defied the armies of the living God. David shared with Saul how he'd kill the lion and the bear while protecting his father's sheep. And Saul said these words to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Saul even tried to clothe David with his armor, but David said, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." David had never put on a bronze helmet. David had never been clothed with a coat of mail. David never carried nor used a sword. David had never tested Saul's stuff, but he knew how to use his stuff. He knew what he had in his bag. He knew how to use what was given to him. He had practiced with his stuff with the lion and the bear. Do you know what's in your bag? Do you know how to use what you have in your bag? What you have in your bag will defeat your Goliath. So do what David did in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 48. "So it was, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." Are you running in the right direction today? Are you running to meet your Goliath? He's running towards you. What are you going to do? Why don't you run towards him? Stick your hand in your bag. Pull out your stone and thrust it with all of your might and bring down that which has the nerve to confront you. You are well equipped today for the battle. Use what's in your bag today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.